Chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He continued to do what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. It was because of Jehovah's anger that these things took place in Jerusalem and in Judah, until he cast them out of his sight. And Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. In the 9th year of Zedekiah's reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came with all his army against Jerusalem. They camped against it and built a siege wall all around it. And the city was under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the 4th month, on the 9th day of the month, the famine was severe in the city, and there was no food for the people of the land. Finally, the city wall was broken through, and all the soldiers fled from the city by night, through the gate between the double wall near the king's garden, while the Chaldeans were surrounding the city, and they continued by the way of the Arabah. But the Chaldean army pursued the king, and they overtook Zedekiah in the desert plains of Jericho, and all his troops were scattered from his side. Then they seized the king, and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, and he passed sentence on him. And the king of Babylon slaughtered Zedekiah's sons before his eyes, and he also slaughtered all the princes of Judah there at Riblah. Then the king of Babylon blinded Zedekiah's eyes, bound him with copper fetters, brought him to Babylon, and kept him imprisoned until the day of his death. In the 5th month, on the 10th day of the month, that is, in the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, who was an attendant of the king of Babylon, came into Jerusalem. He burned down the house of Jehovah, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem. He also burned down every large house. And the walls surrounding Jerusalem were pulled down by the entire Chaldean army that was with the chief of the guard. Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, took into exile some of the lowly people and the rest of the people who were left in the city. He also took the deserters who had defected to the king of Babylon, as well as the rest of the master craftsmen. But Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, left some of the poorest people of the land to serve as vine dressers and as compulsory laborers. And the Chaldeans broke into pieces the copper pillars of the house of Jehovah, and the carriages and the copper sea that were in the house of Jehovah, and they carried all the copper away to Babylon. They also took the cans, the shovels, the extinguishers, the bowls, the cups, and all the copper utensils used in the temple service. The chief of the guard took the basins, the fire holders, the bowls, the cans, the lampstands, the cups, and the bowls that were of genuine gold and silver. As for the two pillars, the sea, the 12 copper bulls under the sea, and the carriages that King Solomon had made for the house of Jehovah, the copper of all these articles was beyond weighing. As for the pillars, each pillar was 18 cubits high. A measuring cord of 12 cubits could encircle it. Its thickness was 4 finger breadths, and it was hollow. And the capital on it was of copper, and the height of the one capital was 5 cubits. And the network and pomegranates all around on the capital were all made of copper. The second pillar was just like it, also the pomegranates. There were 96 pomegranates on the sides. In all, there were 100 pomegranates around the network. The chief of the guard also took Sariah the chief priest, Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 doorkeepers. And he took from the city 1 court official, who was the commissioner over the soldiers, 7 close associates of the king who were found in the city, as well as the secretary of the chief of the army, the one mustering the people of the land, and 60 men of the common people of the land who were yet found in the city. Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. The king of Babylon struck them down and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah went into exile from its land. These are the people whom Nebuchadnezzar took into exile. In the seventh year, 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, 832 people were taken from Jerusalem. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, took Jews into exile, 745 people. In all, 4,600 people were taken into exile. Then in the 37th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 25th day of the month, King Evil-Merodach of Babylon, in the year he became king, released King Jehoiakim of Judah and brought him out of prison. He spoke kindly with him and put his throne higher than the thrones of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim took off his prison garments, and he regularly ate before him all the days of his life. A regular allowance of food was given him from the king of Babylon, day after day, until the day of his death, all the days of his life.